Our next reader is Josh. He's a student at the State Fair Community College. Josh?
Thank you. You're welcome. Well, I dare say, being among such distinguished company, I'm hoping I might even make a splash. Well, as he said, I'm a student at State Fair Community College. I'm originally from Springfield and moved up here a couple years ago. My mother and my stepfather needed some financial help, and they, you know, asked me to come up here and help support them. So, and I'd always wanted to get my major in English. I'd been working in Springfield, but, you know, having started writing poetry when I was 6 years old, I've always wanted to have that, you know, degree on the wall to say, hey, you know, you've got something, you've got a gift, you've got a talent, you know. And so I chose three poems to read today, and, you know, they're the ones I feel like at this point in time are the best, you know, that I've written so far. And I also publish poetry on DeviantArt, so just to get feedback and to, you know, see, you know, there's things I can do to improve my work. Like I said, having listened to her just now, I'm hoping that, you know, these will at least stand up a little bit to the, you know, such esteemed work. The first poem I have is called A Flight of Myths. The sky, it dreams of dragons who flew within her once before, males and moms and miniatures to a round of nature's overture, its wings massaged to the morning. Alone and by themselves with time flowing through ages and bard song, the only constant theme for sure, the flight of skilled beasts, the Sombercure, romantic call and legends born. More fancy tales and tunes do not rebirth the path of eras gone. Flame, metal, and maiden here make spellbound thoughts with mere phrase and note from tongue of man. This melancholy wish just may answer ills of present day. 'Tis true the age of myth is spent, but if for one mere longing sent, the oil and hate and machine may fall to whimsy, mirth, and midnight ball, for which all life is justly due, a dragon's flight in wisps of blue. The second poem I have is one that I wrote a couple years ago, and it's been kind of like that, you know, rough piece of marble that you get most of it, you know, shaved off, and then you spend the rest of your life shaving a little bit here and there to make it perfect. The poem is called Well, There Is Always Hope. Well, there is always hope. Candlelight faded in a window pane as one climbs up the snowy slope, longing for the warmth of home again. Sleepy sounds of a summer rain patter along a city's walls. They tell their tales of struggle and pain while tomorrow in the limelight calls. The kiss of a couple, silence falls. Among the crowd that wish them well, their hurried feet run down the hall, enchanted by Cupid's spell. Joyous laughter of children tell of innocence lost too soon by the ring of a schoolyard bell, life ever nearer to afternoon. And night, it stands ready to play its tune. Never the time, it seems, to cope. But one thing is offered, a gracious boon, the never-ending ray of hope. And the final poem I have for today is, out of all the styles of poems there are, I really like limericks. And I've always found that limericks end up being, by their definition, they're supposed to be both crude and humorous, but I've always felt that, and this is something I've tried to explore as a poet, that limericks may perhaps have the potential to contain more serious matter, more dramatic material. This limerick isn't going to offer any of that. It's going to offer what you typically find in a poem, a limerick of its type, you know. And the poem, the limerick is called Dale Goes A-Buzzin'. There once was a bee named Dale from a hive in Upper Springvale. He loved to frolic in the flowers day after day for hours, and at one such time he got mail. It was from his cousin Jim in Texas. Him and brother said, "Do you miss us? We're doing well and taking care, making honey for county fair. Come down sometime, yes you must." So Dale made the trip with all speed, with nectar pack and sipping mead. But before he arrived, drunken off his tickly hide, Jim had moved on at Queen's decree. He's gone off and left me lay, him and other bees, far away. To a paradise, it seems, some glade of luscious dreams. Oh, what a wretched trick to play. But as old Dale soon parted, he saw a new hive started, masked by branches many, but alive with workers plenty. Dale saw Jim and was lighthearted. Oh, here you are, 'tis my new home, a lovely, large, and busy dome. Come and see it for yourself, and toss your things on a shelf. It's time to party in these here combs. Dale, he needed no added reason, for it sure was a jolly season. Old Dale and Jim and kin bees made joyous buzzing in the trees, and thence ends this tale most pleasing.
Great, and what's your last name? King. Okay, all right, Josh King. Excellent. Very, very pleasant surprise. Excellent, excellent.